Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, I'm Steve Strang, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I recently did a podcast with Megan Doyle of Minneapolis, Minnesota, about a ministry called Matter. And today I'm going to talk to Megan again and her husband, Dennis, who has been a personal friend of mine for the last 15 years. And during that time, I've had occasion to visit this ministry in Minneapolis, and I was there this past week and sat down and talked to them about how Matter came into being. It was the vision of a businessman, a very successful businessman in real estate, who took what he had in order to help others. It has become a huge success. The sports teams in the Twin Cities all get behind Matter. And even Gene Simmons of KISS has become one of their big donors. And you will hear some very interesting stories that they tell me about Gene Simmons. You won't want to miss this. So stay tuned after this word from our sponsor.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products, and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Well, welcome back. And today I'm excited to talk to my good friend, Dennis Doyle, who I've known for 15 years. And I want to talk to him about a nonprofit organization that I guess you founded. And you founded it very close to the time we met in the early 2000s. And I remembered how excited you were and how you were sharing all this. And so much has happened since then. I want to kind of catch up. So tell us about this ministry, which at that time was called Hope for the City.
It was really, you know, we're business people up here in Minnesota. And it started because, you know, we really looked and see what do we have in our hand. And I think there's a verse in the Bible that talks about that you really should know what you have, what you're good at and what you have. And so my wife and I think we're generously giving to a number of different nonprofits, you know, maybe up to 30 or 40 a year in supporting them. And after a while, we really were in thing of what did the Lord give us in our hands and what can we really do it and really take it seriously about our giving. So we actually went and talked to a number of people in the Twin Cities about what was in the really need and everything else. And we really came down to a really simple thing. We're in the real estate business and been in it for almost 30 years. And we own a lot of property. And so not all of the property is always leased sometimes. That's kind of hard to believe, but we couldn't lease all of it up. So what we did is we hired one individual. And instead of giving out to 40 different groups, we had him go and talk to the people that received food and other types of help. And we started bringing stuff into our warehouse, and it grew quickly. You know, people really like to give out of what they have excess. So we would go to today, actually, we have over 400 companies that we, on a weekly basis, we are sort of in touch with them for different stuff that they have. And a lot of it can be food and can be exercise equipment. We get just tons of that. And we just have things that was excess for them. We would pick it up and put it in our warehouse. And then we had people that would go and take and make sure that we had a good place for it to be used. And including, you know, for a period of time, we were like the third largest group putting food out in the Twin Cities. So it became fun. What was the most important for me is that in doing this, and we ended up with a fairly significant warehouse in its own just for this program, is all of the people you get to meet, because everybody has different stories. And so the people, we never give to just people off the street or anything. We always work through an organization and everything else. But just to see the hard work, and we have a lot of people that just come in for periods of time. And I can tell you, it was some of the best days of my life just walking through and hearing their stories. I can remember sitting down with one guy come in. He was 6'5" and 8", and I said, well, you know, who are you? And he says, I'm like Bill Jones. And I said, yeah, well, Bill, why are you here? He says, well, I just got out of jail 2 weeks ago. Oh, really? So what were you in jail for? Murder one. Okay, so how can we help you today? So he ended up to be a guy, opened himself up to who he was and how he's trying to change his life. And no matter where you are in life, to be able to just know those people and to help him, give him some sweatshirts, some T-shirts and things like that, and just to be able to help him. So I just like working around and talk to the people, and I'd start crying at some place, and the other place would tell you stories. And boy, it was a lot more to us, I think, than it ever was to them.
Well, let me just add a couple things, because I've had the privilege of knowing you as this ministry has evolved and visiting it. And, you know, there's some big companies up here in the Twin Cities like General Mills and Target, and they end up with stuff that they can't sell or it's an overrun or whatever. And instead of sending it down to the landfill, they're very happy to let your ministry have it, and then you're able to distribute it. And it's just amazing. You know, give us some ideas on the number of statistics in terms of the amount of goods that you're able to transmit for really a very, very small fee. I know a lot of nonprofits, you know, you read an article every so often in the newspaper how most of what comes in goes to pay for their marketing and their staff, and very little actually gets to the people. But with you, it's a very, very small percentage that goes to your expenses, and most of it goes to the people. So just explain that a little bit.
In 2015, we gave away about $27 million worth of surplus. A lot of that was medical, going to furnish hospitals. In developing countries all over the world, we sent 70 sea containers to over 20 different hospitals. And then locally, we gave away food. And the wholesale value of everything that we gave away was $27 million. It was actually much more if you were to look at the retail. And our budget for that was $1.2 million.
That is just a tiny, tiny percentage. And to do so much good. And I've been there and seen it. And, you know, some of it is medical equipment where maybe a doctor's office is getting a little worn around the edges, but you know, it's very functional, and they're getting more modern equipment. And what do they do with it? Dentist offices and so forth and so on. And
but so a lot of numbers and everything else, but it's a whole lot more about the people. And, you know, we have the Vikings, the Minnesota Vikings, and the hockey teams, and everybody, they come and do a lot of working in helping getting the people together. And so really, it's been really, again, I think it's a lot more interesting for ourselves meeting all of these people and seeing people in many different ways in their life than all of the things that we sent out. I can tell you the most that we really are doing is we do a lot of medical equipment around the world. If you go over around the world, particularly in Africa, in many of those countries, you'll see hospitals, but inside the hospitals, there's nothing there. Normally, the doctors are usually, they're pretty good. They really are. They've gone to school and everything else, but they have nothing. When I say nothing, they have, I know we had people, they have their watches are the only light that they have, and there's nothing there. A lot of them, they don't have water, the electricity, they don't have almost any of the basic needs you have, so there's nothing they can do. And then it becomes corruption, and corruption goes in, and people have to pay so that they can get food. And a lot of the hospitals that we've seen, you know, it's like 70% of the people are on the floor, and you can't deliver babies on the floor and be healthy going forward. So just we've learned so much about people and what little we do with this one location in the Twin Cities with 600 and some companies putting stuff through us. It's really been great for us to really be part of it.
You know, a minute ago you mentioned some of these celebrities, the Minnesota Vikings and so forth, but there's a celebrity I know about because being your friend, I've been in settings where you've shared about the rock band Kiss that I remember from way back
Quinn, and Gene Simmons, who's the head of that, is actually quite a philanthropist. And tell us what they did to help you.
Well, Gene Simmons with KISS, we met through a friend, and we were sitting in a room in California, and we were just talking about the stuff that we do and what we've been shifting around and all the need that it was, and all of a sudden, Gene Simmons walks in. Now, he's got kind of a funny hair thing on and everything else, but he comes in, and we sat down and talked, and he's in the same kind of thing that we had, that he really wanted to help. He didn't really know how to do it and do it well. And I was in the same thing, in that we were both two people that were running organizations trying to help people and just feeling like we just wish we could do more. He's become a really good friend of ours. He's come to our gala, and we see him, you know, we have our people or some of the people talking to him almost on a weekly basis.
He comes and meets with our donors. He really believes in what we do, and he has a fundraiser for us now, an annual one in L.A. called Kids Matter. So we have a lot of new donors that we're meeting in Los Angeles, and this year they're going to have the whole KISS band at a dog race venue, and so it's going to be quite a big concert, and we could raise more than $1 million at this concert. So we're just pleased, and most people think he's a musician, but before he's a musician, he's a college-educated school teacher. He then started to play guitar and got in a band, and he understood right away the value of marketing. Because one day, in an attempt to differentiate themselves from everybody else, he bought a whole bunch of clown makeup, gave it to the band, and said, put something on your face. And what they put on their face that day is what they wear to this day. And they tried to take that makeup off, and just kind of, that was a season, we're over it. Fans wouldn't have anything to do with it. They insisted they put the makeup back on. So they kept the makeup on, and it's been on for 30 years. And the music industry has changed. You know, Gene does 1 to 2 tours a year. This year he's doing Canada and Europe. And I asked him, I said, do record sales then pick up in Canada and Europe? He said, no, it doesn't work that way anymore. He said, the only thing a tour does is bring in money for the tour. And so what he has done is licensed his look for everything from dolls and baby bottles and backpacks to T-shirts, jackets, coffins, gravestones, gambling machines, slot machines, you name it. If you want to come to KISS and get their logo on it, he does it all himself. He does all the business decisions by himself, and he approves the look, and then they can go and manufacture it. So he's a brilliant marketer. He's an entrepreneur. He's a manufacturer. And then he's a musician and not such a good singer, even. And yet, look at how successful he has been.
And he's been a big help to Matter.
Matter, and he's helped people all over the world. He really has.
And he's an immigrant from Israel. He's Jewish, and him and his mother immigrated when he was about 7 years old. And he got his first box of charity while in Israel, and he had never seen cardboard before, and he had no idea what a peach was. And so they had a can of peaches and nothing to open it. So they got a rock to hit it and open it. And he said that peach juice was like the fountain of youth. It was the most delectable drink I'd ever drank in my whole life. And then we had peaches to eat, and I didn't even know what a peach was. And so that was his first experience with charity. He had no idea who sent that box, and knew that he wanted to give back when he became an adult. So it was seeded into him as a child to give back.
That is such a beautiful story about Gene Simmons, and it's so inspiring to see how they've been able to get him involved and to find out how he was impacted himself. I hope you've been inspired by my friends Dennis and Megan Doyle. I love them so much. I have such respect for them. They're wonderful Christian people, and they're making such a huge impact. And I hope that that will inspire you to make an impact where you are. Thank you for listening today to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I hope you'll tune in next time. I'm Steve Strang.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.